Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know what's waiting on me in the future. I just don't know. I don't know what I'll be doing 10 years from now. I just don't know. But I believe that teaching God's holy word. Oh, it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yeah. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
I'll
be serving the Lord. Though sometimes my road gets dark and dreary, I can't hardly way. Sometimes my burdens get so heavy that I can't stop having sleepless nights and lonely days. But I believe if I keep holding on, God is gonna comfort me and keep me strong. 'Cause it's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is. Way down on the inside,
in my heart.
Oh, Lord. God planted his love
in my heart.
Yes, he did. He put it down in my heart.
In my heart.
Come on, baby.
Listen.
Now, I've been singing for a long, long time. I'm not gonna give up. Said I got a made up mind, yeah. I've been lied on, mistreated by my so-called friends. But if I had another chance, I'd do it all again. It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
Oh yeah.
It's in my heart.
It's got it down in my heart.
In my heart.
Oh yeah.
It's in my heart.
Yes, it is.
It's in my heart.
Down in my heart. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Father,
Father,
I
just want you to know I'm not doing this for shape, form, or fashion. I just want you to know down in my heart the reason I'm here tonight. 'Cause it's in my heart, and I want you to know. I want you to know. Mama and Daddy, when I was a little boy, Mama and Daddy raised us up in the church. They didn't send us to Texas, they took us to church. Can I get a witness out there? If we got to the church house and act like we didn't want to go in, Mama would catch me in the collar and she'd drug. Mama and Daddy drug us to church house. I wish I had a witness out there and had planted it in my heart. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, Lord. It's in my heart. Many times we didn't get paid, y'all, but I kept on singing anyway because I had it in my heart. Can I get a one witness? Can I get a one witness? Deep down in my heart, yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, well,
wait a minute, I'm not through yet. Y'all act like y'all don't know what we're doing up here. You got it?
In my heart.
Oh, yeah.
In my heart.
somebody asked me just the other day, say, "Harlan, how can you shake a person's hand and you know they don't like you?" I told him, the reason I do it is in my heart. I got a phone call not too long ago. Somebody said, "Harlan, how can you leave your family and go sing all the time?" I told him, "I love my family.
Oh yeah,
I love my family.
Yes I do.
I love my family.
Oh my.
But the reason I'm doing it, there's a reason I'm doing it,
there's a reason I'm doing it,
cause it's in my heart. I got to love my enemies,
yes, yes.
I got to love my friends, and whenever you see me, I'll be serving the Lord.
Again, we want to welcome everyone to the radio show tonight, and this is James Bone Christian Smith, and I am currently in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and we want to give thanks to Pastor Nathan Hill, and I think Todd the Punisher Poulton is online, and I'm doing a book signing in Maryland, and I'll be here for a day or two, and then I'm going up to New Jersey for a book signing. And we just thank God for being here tonight and living through another Thanksgiving. And this is the first Thanksgiving in a long time. We had our dinner yesterday, and we had it without our mom. She passed on August the 4th, and we missed her. And we just want to give a shout-out to everyone that's on the call, and thank God for we being here, and probably be a short call tonight because I am outside and it's freezing cold outside to do this call. They do have a band in the restaurant where I am, so I walked outside. But Todd, we thank you for being on the call, and if you can hear me, just kind of go ahead and introduce yourself again, and we just look forward to meeting you in the ring on June the 14th, and you and I will be doing the main event, North Carolina Amateur Boxers versus South Carolina Amateur Boxers, and we're getting a lot of excitement, a lot of interest, and a lot of people participating with tables and tickets, and they already, even though we're 5 or 6 months out, ticket sales are going very well, and I think these calls is a big help. Todd, are you there?
I'm here, champ. Todd the Punisher Poulton. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. It'll probably be a short call tonight.
It's amazing that ticket sales are already flying, and what we've done already is just unbelievable.
Yeah. Got several meetings, at least three meetings of the week coming up with mayors around the state of North Carolina, and probably the following week we'll be doing a meeting with the mayor of Myrtle Beach, because Myrtle Beach is going to be the host of the big event. The lead-off is going to be June the 12th, and Thursday, June the 12th, 13th and 14th, it'll be my annual summer camp, boxing summer camp, and then on the 14th, we'll have North Carolina versus South Carolina, and you and I will be doing the main event. You and I have a very, very important meeting coming up this week with Honda. I think when we finish, when we leave there, they're going to be a main sponsor. So I'm excited about that, and I think you're going to tell the folks when you're going to be coming to Myrtle Beach.
I'm coming to Myrtle Beach. I'll be in town on Sunday, champ, and I believe our appointment with Honda at the headquarters through the Gallaghers will be on Wednesday. So we'll get the time from Mike, who's the guy that's doing our posters and all of our work behind the scenes and stuff, and that will be a very interesting meeting. as anyone knows, Honda is one of the biggest dealerships in the entire country. So if we get them for a main sponsor, it's just an incredible, again, another incredible feat.
Yeah, you know, we've had several offers on a pay-per-view situation. I'm considering the pay-per-view, and I'm also considering a non-pay-per-view, but actually having it available to people around the world. They can go on www. You know what that stands for, the World Wide Web. So people will be able to watch it, hopefully, whether it'll be up for sale. And I'm thinking about a price of $20 to be available. Still kind of considering that. We're going to make a decision in probably the first or second week of January whether
Well, you know what would be nice, Chan? Yeah, not to interrupt you, but especially for a lot of my fans that won't be able to come because it's a 12-hour drive, it'd be, you know, I could probably 500 to 1,000 buyers on that easily at that price. So.
Yeah, you know, what I was going to say is if they buy the fight for $20, I would throw one of my books in there, you know, for that $20. So they get a two-for-one. They get to see the fight for $20, plus they get a book, and we just have to drop ship and get the names and personalize the books. And I think that will help create sales. And this week is going to be a very, very important week so far as sponsorship is concerned. And I'm probably going to be making a decision on that, probably based on what happens this week. Got several things happening. Very excited about it. And we want to thank Pastor Hill for helping us set up this radio show. And Pastor Hill, are you there? He want to be quiet.
I'm always here.
Well, Pastor Hill, just share with the people that's on the radio show tonight why you decided, why you introduced this opportunity to me, and why you think this is a great deal for the people.
It's a great deal because we always here in Orangeburg, South Carolina, wanted the more good health and stop people back to exercising and get the mind back together. What I like about it is bringing people back together in unity. If we can bring people back together in unity, we can get some knowledge out to them, get some information to help our young children, to motivate them more. If you made it and the Punisher made it and we got our sister on the line now and she made it, then the rest of our young people need to be motivated to that they have some leadership that they can make.
Absolutely. And we want to thank you again for creating this opportunity for us. And we just look forward to continuing this and just reaching out to more people and really take full advantage of the World Wide Web, the Blog Talk Radio. We're so excited, and we just look forward to many, many more shows in the future.
Thank you, Pastor Hill. This is from the Punisher up north, and my family too. Want to thank you for everything you've done and putting your blessings on this fight.
All right. Now let's hear from our sister. I got to hear this young lady.
Hello. How are you all?
Who is this?
This is Tori Shonuff Nelson.
Is this my new girlfriend, Tori?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Wow. Hey, Pastor, you know, you got to speak those things as though they were. We got to put a little scripture and word in there. Tori, why don't you just go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell all the world. Tell everybody who you are and where you live and your ring record and your standing in boxing and how excited you are to meet the heavyweight champion of the world in person. Go ahead, Tori.
Yes,
take it away.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. I'm Tori Nelson. My ring name is Shonuff. I'm three-time world champion, undefeated. I fight in three different divisions. I'm a title holder in two different divisions, weight classes. And my new boyfriend is the Bone Crusher Smith.
Wow. Wow. I called her out, Pastor. I called her out. I heard two boyfriends and champ. Pastor, what do you think about that, man? Tori, we definitely gonna get you down to Myrtle Beach to be ringside.
Yes,
you be thinking about. We might even consider. I mean, I know there's a lot of details we'd have to work out, but it'd be something if we could get you down in the ring to hit the mitts, or maybe we could find a young lady that might want to get in there and do a little moving around with you. I mean, we might want to consider that. I mean, that would give a lot of spice to this deal.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Thank you.
I like that.
Say what?
I like that.
Be thinking about somebody you might want to move around for three rounds, and we'll see if we can make that happen. You know, Tori and I talked on the phone the other day, and we never met in person, but I'm impressed with her background, her record, and the things that she has done and the things that she's doing to kind of make her boxing career happen. You know, I'm just finding out bits and pieces, but I'm very impressed with the things that I found out. And, you know, we're going to create a situation, and we might as well go ahead and announce it tonight on the call. We're going to create a situation where we're going to start out with an online after-school program, and basically what I'm looking at doing, tapping into after-school programs that's already in existence, but giving those people an opportunity to plug in with us and create a reality show, an online reality show, for an hour at least once a week, and maybe every day around 6 o'clock, but once a week, probably on a Monday. I still want to do this show, radio show on Friday, to announce the reality show on Monday, and it's our school program, and we plug into mayors and law enforcement, professional athletes, businessmen, parents and kids, and they would be our special guests. They would be mentors, and basically what we would do is encourage the kids to make good decisions. And really, what I would like to do is offer the kids an opportunity to write a manuscript. And from the manuscript, we pick 10% of the kids, and we help them write a book, publish the book, and market the book. And I was talking to Tori the other day, and I said, Tori, you need to write your own book, and I'll help you. You know, it's free.
Yeah.
And I'll show you how to make that happen. And Tori is very excited. And I think that's one of the reasons she said, my new boyfriend. But I'm excited, Tori. Go ahead, Tori.
Yes, I'm excited. I can't wait. You know, I'm so thankful. I am so thankful because it's been a hard way for me. It's been so hard. So for you to come along and want to help me, it's a blessing, I'm telling you, and I'm so thankful.
I tell you right now, Tori, I don't know if you're serious, but me and my brothers and sisters, we talking about, you know, we're gonna need a break. We're going to need a vacation because I'm thinking Todd is really kind of thinking about making it hard for me. In Myrtle Beach, so I'm going to need a break. I'm going to need a vacation, Tori, and so I'm thinking about going on. Maybe I shouldn't announce on this radio show, but you consider this, Tori. You consider this, Tori. I'm going to take an Alaskan cruise on or about August the 3rd, and I'll see if we can work up to something.
And hopefully the Punisher's not in the hospital.
We need to go fishing or something, Tori.
Hey, what am I, chopped liver here or what?
I said, Todd, you're going to try to make it hard on me, so I'm going to need a vacation. That's what I said.
Yeah, I'm not going to try to make it hard. I'm sticking with plan A.
Okay, Todd.
You tell Tori what plan A is after the show.
I tell Tori what plan A is after the show. Pastor, what do you think, man? So who do you think, Pat?
I'm talking to the Boys and Girl Club.
Yes.
I'm going to try to get them to come in and be in Myrtle Beach. I'm trying to get with the Boys and Girl Club of Orangeburg. And, you know, if we tap into the Boys and Girl Club of Orangeburg, you're actually going to tap into the Boys and Girl Club of all over South Carolina.
And, you know, we might need to ride down to Atlanta. You know, the national headquarters for Boys and Girls is Atlanta. And it would be something if we could tap into their after-school program and make it a special project. We show them how to write a book and get it published and get it marketed and take 10% from that group, that large group, national group. That would be something. And with it, we would just, this is an idea, Todd. We can try to sell it to Honda on Wednesday when we meet.
Absolutely. This is that's great. It's about these kids with education and learning how to write a book. I mean, imagine that. These are things that we could never even dream of back when we were in school.
I can show them how to do that. And, you know, no cost in writing the book and getting it published. And, you know, and I was at Thanksgiving dinner yesterday, and my sister-in-law, when I started talking about that, my sister-in-law, she said, you know, I'd love to write a book. And she's a retired school teacher. She said, you know, I would love to write a children's book. And then there's a lot of people. They just, you know, what happens is people think the journey and the challenge is too big, and they don't even try. So, you know, it's a great thing that Todd stepped up and say, you know, I will try. I will get in there, and I will challenge the former heavyweight champion. Well, I know it can be difficult, but I will try. But, you know, I tip my hat to him for doing that, stepping up. And I tip my hat for Pastor Hill for allowing this situation, this radio show to happen. And especially, I'm excited about having Tori on the line. Tori, you have any questions for me or Todd?
I want to know who's going to win this fight when I come down.
Well, Tori, if you don't mind, champ, would you like me to speak first? I mean, I'm not going to – I know you wear the boots, so you tell me if I speak first or second.
You speak directly to Tori.
All right. Hey, Tori, how are you? It's the Punisher.
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Very good. Let me just tell you a quick story about how I got into this. If you go to ToddPolton.com, which I hope you do, me and Bone Crusher actually do a lot of things. You know, there were a lot of similarities before we even met. I think our first goal is to always help others. And I was a special needs teacher for over 25 years helping special needs kids.
Amen.
And then I almost committed suicide 7-8 years ago with a rotten disorder called obsessive compulsive disorder. And I said to myself, how can I change my life around? I said, I'm going to change my life around by knocking out celebrities in the boxing ring to knock out the stigma of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And I fought the likes of Jose Canseco, Lindsay Lohan's father, all kinds of celebrities. And whenever I got to Myrtle Beach and thought it was George Foreman, don't get mad at me now, you're better looking than George. But I thought, Tori, that I was looking at George Foreman in the rocking chair. And this guy's looking at him, and I'm like, oh, man, this guy's bigger than me.
Cool.
You better stop staring. I have a Massachusetts license plate. So I get out of my car, and he goes, do I know you? And I said, oh, but I think I might know you. Aren't you the ex-champ? And just before I said George Foreman, he goes, yeah, I'm James Bone Crusher Smith. And
wow.
I said, well, I'm... And then I said, well, I'm Todd the Punisher Polton. I said, I believe I got one more belt than you, though, champ. And he goes, what are you talking about? He goes, I'm the former heavyweight champ of the world. I said, yeah, but I'm a 2-time celebrity boxing champ. So it is really great. I have no, believe me, my dream was to always step in the ring with a guy like Mr. Smith. This is, I'll tell you, it's a dream come true. I'm nowhere near the caliber of the fighter or champion that Mr. Smith is, but just for him to accept me to step in that ring that night, show my courage, and go 3 rounds with him, my goal is to make it through the fight. So when you ask who the winner is going to be, all I want to do is survive 3 1-minute rounds, baby girl.
I know that's right. We'll do a lot of foot movement. Work on your feet work a lot.
Yeah, we got to work on my feet. Now, Tori, listen, does that mean you're going to work my corner?
Well, but I don't know. I better not do that. Didn't you just hear he said he's going to help me buy my book for free?
Yeah, I did hear that, boy. I did. You got to stick with the champ then. But listen,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to meeting you, Tori, and thank you for helping me and Bone Crusher with this successful event.
Yes, thank you all for inviting me. Thank you, Bone Crusher, for inviting me. I can't wait to meet you as well, the Punisher.
Well, thank you very much. In the meantime, I sure hope you go to toddpolton.com, and Bone Crusher will help you with that spelling later, whatever. It's a great story. It's very inspiring. It's inspired a lot of people, and I've been on talk shows and different reality shows, and it's all my commercial stuff is on there, and this is going to be incredible.
Okay, I'll make sure I go on and sit down.
Thank you, Tori. Hey, Bone Crusher, not to interrupt, but I will have some family that's probably trying to call in. 631 area code from Long Island, who's my uncle, and also a couple 413. So if you see him, if you could get those through, that would be really appreciated.
Punisher, did you call 818?
Excuse me, sir?
Did you call 818?
I think
it's
818. He was trying to get the number.
818.
No, it would be the ones that are calling in is 631 area code. It's 581. Yeah, 581. 631 581 number.
Hello,
818. Yes, that's AJ from California. Please get that one.
I got it.
Oh, whoa. I didn't mean to talk to you like Pastor. I didn't want to lose my TV, man. So please forgive my sins.
Okay.
AJ Vitone, are you on?
AJ, welcome to the call. Welcome to the show.
What's happening, everybody? How are you?
Great. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Tori, please tell AJ, who's my promoter out of California, please tell him about you because you're a champion. So give AJ, AJ's a boxing entrepreneur. Tell him who you are.
AJ?
I'm interested in hearing this, by all means.
Welcome to the show, AJ. Champ.
Listen,
is in,
thank you very much.
Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Would you like to share a few words, AJ?
I just want to say, first and foremost, that I'm calling, obviously, with support for the Do Right Challenge. I think it's something that's absolutely wonderful, and I hope that everybody gets on board. It's something that every city and every state in this country should have, and I thank you for hopping into the ring with my fighter, Todd the Punisher Poulton. You could not have found a better fighter, a more charismatic human being, and more importantly, a guy who really believes in giving to charity and does all he can to support the local communities in this country. So thank you for finding a way to obviously have Todd a part of this. I think it's going to be wonderful. And like I said, I support the Do Right Challenge.
Thank you, AJ.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, AJ. And,
AJ, thank you very much. And my mother would like to say thank you, too.
I appreciate that.
Okay, we have
240. Erico, 240. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to a man that started me out in boxing 37 years ago in the Army. And I walked in the gym, and I'm just going to turn it over to Mr. Herb Brucker. One of us needs to get out. And he's on the call. He's hosting my little book signing here in Maryland. And he runs the commissary here at Andrews Air Force Base. And yeah, every now and then he sees Air Force One fly into Andrews. Herb Ruffin, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Champ?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
All right. Hello, Bone Crusher. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. How did we first meet? Tell the people how we first met and how I was able to get introduced to boxing way, way back there in Germany.
All the fans of sports all around the world, 37 years ago, I was the coach for the Wurzburg Germany boxing team. Actually, I've taken that team over from Ken Adams, a former Olympian coach. And Bonecrusher was playing basketball, as a matter of fact, one evening when some of his colleagues and fellow service members. And I had a team of 11 weight classes, and I was missing a heavyweight. So I had tried to fill in that heavyweight slot there. I just didn't have enough weight. I could only muster up about 195 pounds. So I looked over and see this 6'5", 240-pound man, Bill Steele. So I headed over there. I said, listen, young fella, I'd like to get you to join my boxing team. You know, he took a frown, stretched his eyes, and says, I'm not a boxer, I'm a lover. Can you imagine that?
I sure hope Bone Crusher's a lover on the 14th of June.
Yeah, he tells me, I'm not a boxer, I'm a lover. Bone Crusher, you remember saying that?
I certainly believe that.
Is Tori on the phone? I want Tori to hear that, too.
Yes, I hear that, and I totally believe it.
That's real nice of you, Bone Crusher. You didn't hear me say it. You heard Tori say it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as the story goes on, lo and behold, after about 14 amateur fights and Bone Crusher knocking people stiff, and they fall in and stand into attention because they were soldiers, and so they knew how to stand to attention. And that's what happens when they get stressed out, when you hit them with that overhand right. And so, as I say, 37 years ago, you know, things have just continued to develop. And now he became the heavyweight champion of the world. And now he's joined in and trying to reach out and help up-and-coming young folks with the Do-Right Challenge, okay? Do the right thing. I'm all in with the Todd the Punisher, the whole nine yards. I'm breaking out my nips again. We're going in the gym, and we're going to get ready for Todd the Punisher. Thank you very much.
Hey, listen now. You just plan A, brother. Plan A. Now, listen, champ, or whoever I'm talking to, you said something about how the champ had a heck of a overhand right. I hope he hits me with an uppercut because I'm only 5'9", and if he hits me with an uppercut, I'll become 6'3".
Well, that's a good way to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. This isn't about hurting each other. This is about the kids and us putting a good show on to raise some great money. And you got my mother here, Bone Crusher, that wants to remind you to remember Plan A. And I would not want to mess with this woman. So this is Donna Poulton. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi, Bone Crusher. This is Todd's mom.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you folks?
Good.
I hope you had a blessed Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome. Thank you.
Good. We just want to say that we've been this route with Todd before, and as his parents, we certainly always worry about him. This sounds like it's a little different, believing in the Lord and certainly in Plan A.
Todd got everybody believing in Plan A.
Okay, well, we pray so. And we also know that Todd certainly believes in charity and in helping others, that he's done a good job at that. However, again, as his parents, it's always hard for us to see him in the boxing ring, but we certainly pray and hope for the best. And
absolutely.
I know he's very... to be part of this.
Everything is going to be okay. Thank you very much. Yeah.
And now his dad will say a few words.
This is my dad, Bone Crusher, who fought in the Army, too. So I believe we had an Army coach there. This is my father, Jim Poulton, who was an Army boxer, too. So here you go.
How you doing, right, Bone Crusher?
Hello, how you doing?
Good. I go back about 95 years ago, so you know I about had it.
Wow.
I need Plan A, B, C, and D.
Uh-oh.
I'm very glad to hear that you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I think this is going to be a good charity for both you and Todd. And I want to wish you plan A, but I wish you both the best of luck. And hang in there, boys, and do a good job, okay? God
bless
you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right.
I think you better not forget plan A.
Yeah, I got everybody signed. It's almost like Obamacare.
Tori, every now and then I need you to whisper in my ear, plan A.
I will, plan A. Plan A, sweetie. Make sure you... I'm going to be in the corner saying, plan A. Plan A.
Coach got you. Coach got
we already got
well.
The listen. We already got the ring girls. Instead of what round one, round two, round three, we got round plan A, plan A, plan A.
Hey, Tori.
Yeah.
Would you like to work my corner?
I would love to work your corner.
Well, Tori, I got one question for you. When are you getting back to Maryland?
I'm actually on the highway right now, but by the time I get there, I have to be in the gym at 8:30.
8:30 when?
In the morning.
Tori, I'm coming to watch you work out.
Are you gonna come watch me work out?
Matter of fact, I might work out too.
Uh oh, you getting ready? Well, you don't have much to do for plan A.
Damn, you stay right
maybe,
at
maybe,
the weight
maybe,
you're
maybe,
at. I like
maybe,
you right
maybe,
where you're at.
Maybe I just watch you work out, Tori. Why don't you text me the address of where the gym is?
Okay, I will. And you come watch me sweat a little bit. And you just get ready to plan A, and I'm going to sweat.
That sounds good.
Okay, sounds like the coach need to cut in and make sure the plan A is in effect.
The plan A is there.
How far is the gym from Andrews?
From where you are?
Yeah, Andrews Air Force Base. I'm staying with Herb at Andrews.
Oh, I'm not sure. I never heard. I know where Upper Marlboro, Maryland is, but and that's like an hour and a half from me.
Oh, wow. It can't be that far. You live in Maryland?
No, I live in Ashburn, Virginia.
Oh, okay. That's where you're training.
Yes, I train at Ashburn.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
Tori?
Right, well. Yeah. Hey, Tori, I don't want to butt in. It's the Punisher again. I just wanted to help you out and let you know one of the first things I want you to do to Bone Crusher if you're working his corner.
Uh-huh.
I want you to tie his left boot to his right boot.
No.
We got to get every advantage we can.
That is too much. So now you know what? I can't mess him up, but I will keep reminding him about plan A. I will.
You do, Tori. Tori, you better. You got to fight my mother in the second match that night.
I know. I'm not ready.
I want to fight her.
Like she ready. She sound like she fights.
She got a better record than me.
Yes, I got to keep telling him. Plan A.
You whisper that to the champ every now and then.
I will. Every round.
You got it. Thanks, Tori.
Bone Crusher.
He's this is Coach. He's offline. He's dialing back in.
Oh.
But hey, I'd like to just interject one thing seriously from Coach Ruffin. I know this is a charity, and that was just a joke there. And I look forward to seeing you know, get into this charity undertaking. And hey, one day we'll meet. Godspeed. I'm going off. Y'all take care.
Bye.
Thank you.
Have a good night, and I can't wait to meet you.
Okay, take care, Tori.
All right. Anyone have any specific questions for me?
Bone Crusher.
Yes.
Oh, we have a caller.
Okay.
Yeah, Bone Crusher and Punisher.
Yes, I got. Is this Uncle Paul?
It's Uncle Paul calling.
Yes, how you doing?
Go ahead, Paul.
Just want to wish you, the both of you, the best of luck in this charity bout.
for a great cause. I was a teacher for 39 years, and the kids have really, really changed over the years. And I think what you're doing is awesome. And you know, I worry about the what happened in Newtown in Connecticut, and you know, and the bullying that's going on. And hopefully, the money raised from this event will help the kids throughout the nation. And you know, I think the world of you two, both of you have hearts of gold. You know, you do anything to help kids, and I certainly appreciate it. And I'm sure all the people out there listening appreciate it. So best of luck to the both of you, and I'm with your mother. Plan A. Don't crush your hand. It's probably bigger than your head.
thank you very much, and we'll be calling on you and people like you to be volunteers for and come on and share your testimony. Once we get the reality show in place, and we're going to be working on it as early as Monday, and we're going to be working on it, kind of tweaking it, and the initial deal would be online, internet, and hopefully once we get the trial internet done, someone will be able to pick it up, and it'll be an actual regular TV show. So,
I don't want to lose thought here with Paul Procopio on the line, but I'd like to let you know a little bit of his background. I mean, very humble guy, but this guy has been very close to John Calipari, the UMass coach, and now coaches for who, Paul?
Jim Calhoun was my roommate, the coach of Connecticut, my teammate.
Jim Calhoun was his roommate, so with Paul's help, we possibly could get some of those guys on board with this. So who knows, you know? That would be incredible.
I met Calhoun a couple of times. He comes down to play in the Jim Valvano's tournament down in Raleigh. So, awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul,
yeah, Jim's
a great
guy.
Who's the pitcher that you play? Who's the pitcher down there, Paul?
Art Dittmer, yeah, pitched with the Yankees. He pitched two games at the 1960 World Series for the Yankees. He was my college baseball coach, but he's
Paul,
not in Myrtle Beach.
Paul, do you think
so,
he could possibly be let known about this event? You never know. Maybe he'd be one that would sign autographs that night for the kids, possibly.
Well, he's getting on in his years, and he's been having some physical problems, but but hopefully, that might be a possibility. I know he loves
great.
Kids.
Anything
you
can
and
do,
Buzzy,
like
to
help
us.
Thank you very much.
On Sunday, the 15th of June, we have my annual golf tournament, too. So we're also looking for golfers that want to, participate, come in on Friday or Saturday, and then stick around and play golf with us on Sunday.
Well, thank God you said that, Bone Crusher, because Paul's a big golfer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love golf, but I was I played college basketball and baseball, and I was high school. I played four sports: football, baseball, basketball, and track. But I'm into golf now. I'm getting too old to run around.
Yeah.
I like walking and hitting the ball.
Yeah, that's good.
Listen,
I
don't want to take up all your time. I'm sure there's other people waiting to talk to you, to both of you. It's just good luck with your event and your program. I hope you raise a ton of money for the kids, and God bless you. Have a great night.
Thanks,
Paul.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
631.
That's my Uncle Jeff. Put him on. Thank you.
Oh, goodness, I just lost him.
Hello?
Yes, you're there. Is this Jeff?
Yeah.
All right, Uncle Jeff, just Bone Crusher. This is my uncle who was in the corner of my fight with Jose Canseco. Jeff's from Long Island. And Jeffrey said, let me let you know about the knowledge Jeff had that night in my corner, Bone Crusher. I got hit by a right hook at the end of the round one. And I'm walking over. My uncle goes, "Wrong corner, over here." And I go, "Jeff, I see three of them." And he goes, "Hit the one in the middle." Go ahead, Jeff. Take it on. You're on with Bone Crusher.
Yeah, I'm on with the Bone Crusher. Nice to talk to you, Bone Crusher. I was a fan.
Fantastic.
I understand you and my nephew are going to work up a little money for the kids.
Yes, we're going to have a fight on June the 14th. Are you coming?
I'll try.
What? It depends on how much money his nephew makes.
Well, I told my nephew, he doesn't listen to me well when I work the corner with him. I told him the one important thing is you have to listen to your coaches and trainers. And once he gets in a frenzy, he doesn't listen too well.
Thanks, Jeff. I know one thing. I'm going to listen to Plan A because this is different than Jose Canseco.
Well, Bone Crusher knows how to hit you, that's for sure. Canseco, I will give him that. He was a very strong man, for sure.
Yeah.
He had a lot of strength in his upper half, and that's what...
But we went the distance with him. That's all we wanted to do. The same thing I want to do with Bone Crusher. I want to go the distance with the heavyweight champ.
I think Bone Crusher's got a few years on you, so... If you get your legs in good shape... You get your legs in good shape, I don't think Bone Crusher will be able to catch you.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff, Plan A. Hey, Bone Crusher, I'm going to join the local track team. You ain't going to be able to catch me. I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Hey, I got to tell everybody what Bone Crusher said sitting around,
like,
and I almost
died. Sting like a Plan B or Plan A?
Plan A, Bone Crusher, but let me say what you said. Bone Crusher was on a radio show with me, Jeff, and he said, the Punisher is going to be leaving Myrtle wearing a girdle.
Oh,
and I said
that?
Yeah, and I said, Bone Crusher. In the car after the radio, I go, see, you already forgot Plan A.
Yeah, see, you never know about that.
If I remember correctly, the Myrtle girdle thing came from you first.
Oh, there you go.
I've been hit too much, champ. I got to disagree.
Hey, good luck to you guys and raise a lot of money.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Take care. Bye.
Tori, would you like to add anything?
I think she got
I think Tori's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My phone is almost dead, too. And why don't we call it a good night? And, again, we want to thank everybody that's on the call. Unless someone has a specific question or comment they would like to share at this time, we're going to cut the show short tonight, if that's okay, Pastor Hill. And we certainly have enjoyed all the callers in and the guests that's been on the call. It's been fun, and it's always fun, and we're going to have fun. June 14th, 2014, I'm excited about it. I'm excited about, you know, raising some funds for the kids and the possibilities of the reality show. It's exciting to see the people that are showing so much interest to step up and buying tables and buying tickets, and they're excited about it. And I'm excited about it. I believe Todd is excited about it. His family, we're all excited. And we just look forward to it. And then with that said, we're going to cut the show short tonight. And thank you all for coming. And we'll see you next Friday.
And where do I meet you Monday, Bone Crusher? You want to meet down there for breakfast at Lou's place?
Yeah, we can do that. I don't know what time I'll be getting back, so... When I'm on the way back, I'll give you a call.
You got it, Bone Crusher. Listen, it's been a great show. Love you guys. Pastor, love you. And I'll see you in Myrtle Beach.
All right. See you, sir.
Bye.
Good night.
You can tell me that stars won't come out at night. No, you can't tell me that the sun will refuse to shine. There's nothing you can say or do that will destroy my peace of mind. tried God for myself, and he's with me every time. You can tell me that the doctors have the final say. No, you can't tell me that the Lord won't make a way. There's nothing you can say or do that will take away my faith. Ever since I tried the Lord, nothing can take his place. I know too much. Tell me that he won't step in and rescue me.